This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Well, the whole weekend was started by LARPers like Richard Spencer, Michael Singer. That has been broken down by Dr. Steve Pachinik, drstevepachinik.com. One more segment with us before we go to a brand new airing interview here on The Alex Jones Show with Alex Jones and Milo Yiannopoulos, never aired before here on The Alex Jones Show. And I'm just wondering when the left that are coming after all of these quote-unquote racist monuments are going to call for the removal of Margaret Sanger statues and Robert Byrd statues. Haven't seen that yet. Or ask Hillary Clinton to disavow Robert Byrd. But Dr. Steve Pachinik, getting back to what you were saying before the break, reason with me right now and reason with our audience right now why we have not seen any public prosecution of Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Because the system is afraid to get into a political adversary situation. Number two, Debbie Wasserman Schultz doesn't have enough money to defend herself. Number three, there was a transition with the FBI, but eventually the FBI will come down. It will be a federal prosecution on her for treason, for intentionally misleading our FBI agents, for intentionally lying, and it will come about. Trump understands what's happening. The people around Debbie Wasserman Schultz knows that she lied before, as we know with the Bernie Sanders campaign. But it takes time. And, you know, since we've had a transition with the FBI and Comey, there will be people in place to prosecute her and eventually to prosecute others who are involved with her. And the Pakistani brothers will be brought back from Pakistan and indicted and convicted.
How much control does Ray have over the FBI right now?
Almost none. Because the FBI, and it's, look, it was created by a man who was a drag queen. I mean, think about it. Which organization was created by an American drag queen like J. Edgar Hoover? And then they try to sustain a credibility throughout the next 40, 50 years. I've worked with the FBI. I mean, there's some good guys, some bad guys, but for overall, they're dysfunctional. They've always been dysfunctional. It started with a Hanafi Muslim. They couldn't do anything, and then they make protestations. But basically, I eliminate them. They're useless in many ways, like the CIA. The military is far more effective than DIA and other branches of our intelligence.
You've been calling out the gaslighting in the media to try to invoke President Trump to do something drastic or rash. Do you think his response with the press conference yesterday was the track in the right direction?
Yes. I think Trump, as Alex said, he's very smart. He's very bright. He knows exactly how to handle this. What he's doing, basically, is he's creating a distraction away from what we've been doing in Raqqa and Mosul. And basically, we've had success on the military ground. We've had success in North Korea, as I said we would. And we will have success on the infrastructure. Once the infrastructure projects come in and the Goldman Sachs boys are going to be in charge of this and Blackstone, the head of it, Schwarzman, will be in charge, you're going to see the Democratic Party basically implode. And they know that. This is the end of their existence. Once the tax cuts come in and the infrastructure projects come in, Schwarzman has basically sealed their death sentence. And so you will not see the alternative left being all that functional. This is not a civil war. This is just a distraction from the main agenda.
So what do you think desperate Democrats will do here, final 60 seconds of the segment, as they prepare for their ultimate death?
Well, they gotta just scream. What happens when you're a dying animal is you just squeal, and Maxine Waters, who's as dumb as they come, you know, will just make more stupid statements and go to a $4 million chateau. But basically, they're not relevant. They know it. It's the end of their lifestyle, and they will make all kinds of ridiculous things. Nobody cares.
That's Dr. Steve Pachinik, as usual, analysis spot on. Thank you for joining us today, Doctor.
Thank you, Owen. Thank everyone else.
There goes Dr. Steve Pachinik, folks. He's always accurate, spot on with his analysis, and pointing us in the right direction of where to look with the big news. When we come back, we will have the Milo Yiannopoulos interview with Alex Jones. Has not been aired yet on The Alex Jones Show, so we will air that in the next segment. Don't go anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today, I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. But when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
I say provocative and outrageous things in order to demonstrate that the American media isn't really interested in the truth.
I'm going with my instincts, I'm going with my gut, I'm going with who I am, my essence, with truth.
Now, you and I have something in common, which is that we blend social commentary, although we wouldn't perhaps put it like that, it's a bit too highfalutin for us, but we do blend social commentary and newsmaking with entertainment.
Yes.
But how would you describe what you do?
Well, I believe in my overall libertarian ideas. But then I'll play devil's advocate, I'll make jokes, and then the media, the corporate media kind of snips it out and says, oh, when you're being silly, you're serious, saying the left are the only group that are allowed to be comical.
Yeah, because I found that when I'm being silly, they'll pretend I was trying to be serious, and when I'm being serious, they'll say, you can't possibly have believed that. You get mostly people asking you that too. And I'm saying, if you want to know what I believe, read the book. You know, if you want to know what Alex believes, watch it.
Well, that's exactly what they do. They always edit things, they take them out of context, they never do real long-form interviews. Usually, whether it's for print or a TV show, if it's establishment, mainstream media, they'll interview you for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours just to pretend they talk to you. Then they'll edit pieces that weren't even...
they might not even use any of the footage. In some cases, if it's too reasonable or it's too interesting, they just won't use it at all.
It's like Sean Hannity did an hour-long interview with retired Ted Koppel. They brought back out of retirement this year. and they edited it down to 70 seconds. And those 70 seconds were edited together.
And you can get people to say anything in an hour-long interview and edit it down together. I mean, we're going to be running this exactly as the conversation we have it, so people can actually see the conversation in context and can understand what we both mean.
Isn't that racist, though?
What?
If people just, if you don't edit something in, I'm being sarcastic.
Fair, unbiased, contextual journalism is probably racist.
Also known as hate.
Hate speech.
Homophobic.
Fair, allowing the subject to answer a question in full for themselves, in their own words, and not editing it down. Must be some kind of...
Well, the real form of no platforming is to just edit something to where it's non-recognizable, and you've killed the person's platform. You're pretending like you have a platform, but there's not a platform. Kind of like YouTube now says, we put your video into the Phantom Zone where no one can see it, no one can like it, no one can share it, but it still exists just in cyberspace where no one can see it.
Now, there seems to be a political dimension to this, because it doesn't happen uniformly across the spectrum. It seems to be conservatives and libertarians who get it particularly. Now, yes. If you look to the left, you've got John Stewart, John Oliver, and you've got Bill Maher, even, who's perhaps more substantial than the other two. Right. And these people are entertainers as well as social commentators, as well as newsbreakers in some cases. But they're allowed license. They're allowed space.
They can talk about Trump being a cock holster. They can use the N-word, which I wouldn't use, period. And that's okay, because they're the anointed priest class.
Because they have the right politics.
Yes.
And that's basically, do you think that it is the politics that makes the difference?
Absolutely. It's a total one-sided deal where they're the high priest of knowledge. They can do anything they want. Just everybody else has to be blacklisted, because quite frankly, they don't want the competition. They can't compete with the big Americana, Western, Renaissance, Magna Carta, classical, you know, British, European freedom model.
Like Western values.
Western values. They can't compete, so they have to pose like they're that, but then restrict everybody else.
Right. I think that's probably true. Now, I experienced some of the consequences of that hypocrisy myself in February when comments I made, I mean, I was making jokes about something that happened to me when I was younger, speaking loosely, meaning cautiously. Under normal circumstances, if you had been, let's say, the victim of child abuse and you had spoken about it loosely and made jokes about it, it would be the ultimate get-out card if you're on the left. It would enable you to say, do, and be anything you wanted. But because I had the wrong politics, people went for the jugular from the left and the right. And I felt like trying to explain to people the extraordinary lengths the media will go to take down people it considers dangerous, people it considers alternate power centers, if you like, is very difficult, because unless you're in the middle of it, like perhaps we are, in our own different ways, you know, on the receiving end of this mendacity, it can be difficult to try to explain to people just how dishonest they are. But let's do it one way, which is, what kind of social consequences have you experienced for making the career choices you have? Because I sometimes feel like I've given up any hope of a social life. My friends are all on my payroll. How is your life as a result of the kind of career you have, having what for the politically correct establishment would be very unpopular opinions?
Well, the rewards have been 100 times the negatives, but my ex-wife and her lawyers used basically edited down versions of what I'd said and what I'd done in the press to then misrepresent who I was as a father, and the press ganged up in the midst of that.
Complicit with it, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, to create a misrepresentation of what I'd actually said and done. And one example, and the judge said she almost had a mistrial because of this. One example was they had an edited tape from Joe Rogan's podcast, the most downloaded podcast in history, when I was on a February.
We both done it. It's a great show.
And I said, I don't agree with Trump saying you can grab a woman by her genitals because she's throwing herself on him. But I said, it's not rape like he's in a, you know, the bushes jumping out. Yeah. And Joe and Eddie Bravo agreed. They said, Trump's wrong to say that. It's piggish, whatever. We wouldn't talk like that. You know, we'd
same as
daughter.
Doing it.
But it's not rape because the women are throwing themselves on you. It's all just crude. We made the joke that if women said they're doing that to men, people say, oh, great girl, go after them. So we were basically looking at the different standards between feminine and male.
Yeah.
Well, they just edited, well, my dear ex-wife didn't do this, it was her lawyers. They just edited the front off the clip in the end where it sounded like I was legitimizing it.
Right, making excuses for it.
And they even said the clip was something else about marijuana legalization and then played that clip that wasn't in evidence. But then the media even though I went and told the media, here's the full clip, I didn't do that, even though my lawyers corrected it, even though the judge said that wasn't in evidence, that's not the full clip, because we were able to play it, the media ran with it and said, Jones says it's okay for Trump to rape women. Well, we didn't even ever say that it was rape. So yeah. That's the type of things they do where it becomes, because of your speech, you don't just get your book banned. You don't just get them saying things you didn't say and then trying to ruin you. They actually come and say, even though I didn't lose my children, the media now says I lost my children. Yeah. So there's an even bigger lie on top of it that I've lost my children, which isn't the case.
It's horrible. And it's a sort of shamelessness and cruelty with which they will be invasive and intrusive in a way. I don't intend to be in this interview because I'm more interested in you than in your family life. But they'll come for anything and they'll do anything. It doesn't make any difference to them what the consequences might be to your life. I want to ask. You have this extraordinary, I've never seen anything like this before in my life. The only other person I can think of that's like this is Trump. You just have this limitless reserve of energy. It's like you take a little 5-minute break and then you come back blazing. I mean, you know, I don't mean any offense by this, but I'm a younger guy than you and I couldn't do half the stuff you do. I've seen you on live streams at 3 a.m. and you're still going.
Oh, you got a lot of energy, my friend.
Well, I've got some, but you, where does it come from? Where does this come from? Is it the injustice of the way that you're covered in the media? Is it the conviction with which you're covering the subjects that you're talking about? Where does this... Because it seems like you just have this utterly limitless reserve, like you're powered by a infinite gravity engine or something. You know, you just seem like a freight train somehow.
Well, we talked on the show earlier about Thomas Jefferson being classic liberal versus what we see as these control freak authoritarians, these fascists that call themselves anti-fascists. He talked about the animating contest of liberty. And so when you know what you've really said and you see these big powerful institutions lying about you, there's something empowering. There were only a few times I got in a fight where I was 100% in the right and I got my ass kicked. But every time it was some guy a lot bigger than me that attacked me for no reason, I won the fight. And so there's something about that David versus Goliath energy thing.
It's like defiance, you feel.
Exactly, defiance. And then there's also the exhilarating surge of the feeling of victory when you defeat the Goliaths. And then you've had the experience of going through the torture, going through the test, going through the gauntlet, and then having...
And then Trump gets elected.
And then having the victory. I mean, I guess it's dopamine or whatever in the brain, but it's larger than that. I don't like con artists and thugs and people that try to keep the general public in the dark. I get a thrill out of seeing people being alive, being informed in competition. And because somebody's smarter than I am or more successful, I don't feel bad. I feel like extension.
It doesn't scare you.
That's another human. Their victories are my victories. And as long as it's humanity competing in an open system for the greater good, but also celebrating individualism, it adds to the overall true collective. So I'm fighting the false collective with a vision of the true human collective that is transcendent.
So, I mean, that is classical liberalism as envisaged by J.S. Mill in On Liberty. That's exactly how the marketplace of ideas should work. I mean, it seems to me, the reason I ask that question is when I watch you, and you, it is one of the few shows that I watch when I'm not on it, which for somebody in our business, being as busy as we are, we don't really watch much.
You get burnt out on it.
Right. We don't watch much of other people.
Well, thanks for putting up with me, because half of it's a train wreck.
No, I mean, it's not a train wreck. There's some stuff that I'm like, but you know, I find it, it's always entertaining. But the thing that I will say in your favor is you never, to me, come across as insincere. I believe that you mean what you say, and I believe that you mean what you're doing. And that's why I asked about where the energy reserves come from, because my hunch was that it's something a bit like me. You actually really believe this stuff, and you need to...
Exactly. I've got a stack of news we didn't get to today. I probably covered 50 stories or more.
So you spent an hour roasting Newsweek for their presidency.
And then I'll be exhausted at 6 or 7. I want to go see my family, but it's like... But there's crazy articles where they're admitting everything, and I like, it's just, I want to go, these things get me upset.
It's like the whole world is wrong, and I've got to get through
exactly
these different things.
I feel disempowered unless I can cover something and talk about it, and then somehow I'm almost like OCD about information. If I can talk about it and give my angle, then I don't have an anxiety. Yeah.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Disempowered unless I can cover something and talk about it. And then somehow I'm almost like OCD about information. If I can talk about it and give my angle, then I don't have an anxiety.
Yeah.
So I really, a lot of it is.
I think a lot of your viewers are like that. And I think a lot of my readers are like that. And I think it's maybe it's a boy thing. It's something I've noticed about a lot of people who spend a lot of time on the internet, a lot of people who consume a lot of news. They have that.
The autistic army. Which isn't mean. It's like you can't.
No, there's something a bit Aspie about us, isn't there?
Asperger-ish. You've got to, like,
someone somewhere on the internet is wrong, and I have to let them know about it. I have to fix it. I think it's fair. So you mentioned about when you're tired. Talk to me about when you're off camera. Do you have hobbies? Is there something that you do that's not related to work?
I like to go hiking. I like to go boating. I like to go see movies. I like to go out to eat. Obviously, I don't miss a lot of meals. I like to hang out with my friends. I kind of don't drink and then do drink. I like to drink alcohol. I like to basically read different art literature. I like to look at art. I like to look at architecture. I like the catalogs. Even though I'm not buying a lot of furniture, I like to look at furniture catalogs.
We get the idea. So you're just like in your home life as you are on set. It's endless and limitless and freewheeling and full.
Yeah, I like botany. I got a bunch of plants.
Plants?
Yeah.
Amazing. It's always heartening to me when I find somebody who's the same off screen as they are on. Because there's a sort of authenticity and earnestness about you that I really like, because I know you mean it.
We couldn't misrepresent this train wreck.
Well, I kind of know what you mean, because I sort of feel the same about my college talk, so I'm kind of like, I catch myself being like, what are you doing? But I mean it, and people know I mean it, you know?
Even when we're joking, exactly, like, they'll take our interview we did live on air where I'm joking about I want to marry Glenn Beck and, you know, all this. It's all just a silly joke. They're going to say, Jones, who makes it up that he's married to Beck. No, when I'm being serious about a piece of news about some peace deal, I'm being serious. But when I'm saying I want to marry Glenn Beck, it's a joke.
And guess what, guys? That might be a joke. Let me ask, I don't want to intrude too much into your home life because I'm more interested in you as a human being, but just in terms of logistics, like, because your life must be difficult, given the decisions that you've made, the opinions that you have, the empire you've built around yourself, and it continues to grow. As far as I can see, it's growing at a rate of knots. This place is huge and buzzing.
This is just one building. We got some other ones. But yeah, we're building a new studio. Come down and be in the new one.
It's huge, and I just wonder, like, just like the day-to-day stuff, what happens if you're at home and you want tacos? You know, like, who does that? Because you don't strike me as the kind of guy who's got, like, a retinue of personal assistants. But you can't exactly walk down the street and just go to the takeout place, right? So do you have, like, how does it work just being Alex Jones when you're not on screen?
I'd say I've got usually a nanny or an assistant until about 5 o'clock, but, I mean, I would just go. There's a taco place right by the house, and we get that a lot.
Oh, you do get tacos.
Yeah, and then back during the campaign, like, half the workers were wearing Bernie Sanders shirts. Then I noticed a lot of them actually liked Trump, too. They were just anti-Jeb Bush, anti-Hillary. And so a few of them, you know, would argue with me. But they weren't really mad until Trump won, and a few of them kind of got in my face when I was getting tacos. And, yeah, I mean, for every 100 people that shake my hand, and it's like every third or fourth person wants to shake my hand, there will be somebody who just goes, F you, Russian spy, or F you, KKK, and you're just like, yeah. It's like that person's mentally ill. It's kind of like they're a victim of propaganda. It's kind of like I'm driving up to a red line, and there's a poor schizophrenic person. You know, most of the homeless people have mental problems. I'm sad for them. And they're like talking to the wind. And
they spot you or something.
And then they turn and go, you're my father. I hate you. And it's some drooling 80-year-old guy. You're not mad at him. You feel sorry for him. You lock your doors. You drive on past. But it doesn't, like, morally, the leftists, this happens, like, maybe every 5 or 6 times I go out to eat now, they'll walk over and go, boo, everyone hates you, F you, Alex. And I'll go, thank you. And they'll go, oh, yeah, knock your drink over.
But everyone doesn't hate you.
But exactly. They want to make you think.
Yeah.
It's all with them, because everything with them is peer pressure.
Yeah.
And everything is their little bots and their fake liberalism. Yeah. And so they want to tell you you're not cool, because most of them weren't cool in school. I've learned most
how
modern
ended
liberals
up being
were
social
nerds.
Justice warriors. It's, you know, well, we all know how Rush Limbaugh says about why people end up being feminists. It doesn't take a genius to work out why the boys end up being social justice warriors, why a lot of these people end up with the politics they do and end up behaving as they do. They're empowered by media, by Hollywood, by academia, to be the bullies they never were in school.
Exactly. And that's the thing, though, is that they think I care about fake peer pressure that doesn't exist. They're trying to echo some cyber
version of popularity that doesn't matter to you.
Exactly. Well, they're trying to echo some cyberspace synthetic popularity that they believe they're part of in the third dimension at me. And I know that the last 100 people just shook my hand. Literally, it's like 100 to 1 for the one person that screams Russian scum. Russian.
I get the same thing. I get the same.
And then I go over to them and I go, "Come here, come here." They go, "No, no, F you." And they're all. And I'm like, "Come on, come on over here."
You know, it's so weird. Because I do the same thing.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Is that they think I care about fake peer pressure that doesn't exist. They're trying to echo some cyber
version of popularity that doesn't matter to you.
Exactly. Well, they're trying to echo some cyberspace synthetic popularity that they believe they're part of in the third dimension at me, and I know that the last 100 people just shook my hand, literally. It's like 100 to 1 to the one person that screams, Russian scum, Russian
scum. I get the same thing.
And then I go over to them and I go, come here. And they go, no, F you. And they're all, and I'm like, no, man, come on over here.
See, you know, it's so weird because I do the same thing. And I'll be like, let's have a conversation. They're like, no. And I said, well,
I'm like, please, on camera, tell me how I'm a Russian spy or how I'm a KKK.
Explain. And I've had people come up to me, and I've been with boyfriends, and you know my taste in men. And and they're calling me a white supremacist, and I'm like, I can't even.
Well, that's the new thing where they just scream racist at everybody, and it's just like, it's like some magic word they're using. And the problem is, though, all of their racist rhetoric is, I grew up, you know, in middle-class neighborhoods, never really heard any racist stuff. It is producing in some white people kind of a classic racism, which isn't good, because it's meant to divide us all like we're in a prison and the government's the warden, and then the left is hyping race so bad that if you're not mentally sophisticated, you start getting into it.
I think the whole culture is hyping race. It's not just the government, is it? It's Hollywood too, and so academia. The whole, it seems like the whole of establishment culture is dividing people with that identity politics.
That's
and inevitably, if you, I mean, people only know what they learn. They're only brought up how, you know, they behave how they're trained to behave. And if you tell young kids, college students, you know, oh, well, there's a black student union, there's a feminist society on campus, there's this, there's that. And at the same time, you tell them, oh, but straight white men are the devil and poison and the oppressors of history, they're going to think, well, first of all, that doesn't jive with my experience, and is that really true about myself, and where's my special group, you know? Whereas I think what I get from you, one of the things that perhaps we have in common, is that you're a classical liberal who believes a lot more in ideas than identity, and you want people to unite around...
Exactly. If somebody's got great food, I don't care if they're gay, straight, black, or white, or Asian, I'm going to eat there. If their music's good, I'm going to go to their concert.
Yeah.
I'm into individuals and their brains and the great experience of true diversity versus identity politics that creates these reservoirs that they control, that I'm supposed to only paint with these colors. I'm supposed to only see through these maps. Well, that's mental slavery. That's orthodoxy. I don't want to see the world through a priesthood that tells me how to think. I want to interface with the universe myself.
Yeah. Like the cultural appropriation thing where they say, you know, if you can't wear a kimono if you didn't grow up, you know, being in some way that is never quite specified.
Or they say it's insulting to dress up in a Japanese kimono for a party. No, it's fun. And then you eat Japanese food. Or you want Mexican food and it's fun to wear sombreros and drink tequila. You're not stereotyping Mexican. As drunk tequila drinkers, the point is you want to get drunk on tequila and then have fun. I mean, you know, let me ask you
about Trump. Trump is the reality TV president. He has brought entertainment industry dynamics into the Oval Office. Some people love it, some people hate it. I kind of like it. You know, I don't really hear anybody talk about the Kardashians anymore, but I do hear people say, like, what did Stephen Miller say to Jim Acosta at the briefing today? He's kind of turned the White House into an entertainment spectacle in a way that politics wasn't before. Is there a dimension of that in what you do at InfoWars? You know, bringing in the entertainment, because you're obviously on camera persona, very high energy. You have some sort of rhetorical and metaphoric things that you lean on sometimes that we talked about in your show earlier. Some of the language you use is strong, but completely reasonable in when taken metaphorically. You know, is there an element of bringing in that sort of reality spectacle entertainment? Are you? I suppose what I'm getting at is how consciously aware are you of the entertainment element of what you do versus here's what you've got to hear, America.
I should try to be more entertaining. I get so serious most of the time that...
You perceive yourself as being too serious.
Yeah, and then, quite frankly, when I am being goofy and stuff, it's because it's gallows humor. I'm naturally that way. I want to do that.
Yeah.
You know, and so if there's anything fake, it's not so much fake. I'm not as serious a person in my daily life in person as I am on air. But this is a serious topic, a whole serious thing, so I tend to get too serious. Whereas you... it can be serious and joke around. Then with that chemistry, we kind of had fun. It was real.
We kind of amped each other up a little bit.
Exactly.
I think we were enjoying each other's company.
Sure, but I mean, not exactly. None of it's fake. It's all a real expression. But yes, I
wasn't suggesting it's fake. I think people wonder sort of how conscious you are of, let's say, for instance, you know, because you have a big meme ecosystem around you, and you obviously enjoy that. You're aware of it, and you like it, right? The kind of...
Yeah, because I hate taking myself serious.
Right, that's what I think.
It's fun to be made fun of.
That's what I think I'm getting at, because people sometimes ask me, you know, is this fake? Is this a put-on persona? I just don't take myself as seriously as you. That's always my answer to that question. It's same for you.
Exactly. And look, studying history, before politics was entertainment, the local stump where people stood up and spoke, the main gladiatorial event was being politically involved so that you could be freer.
Yeah.
Then... different propagandists came out with programs where they kind of merged politics with Hollywood, Eva Bernays and others, to then basically transfer the entertainment from politics onto sports, onto movies, onto TV, onto radio.
And your careerist politicians have become boring and too polished.
Exactly. They become boring and polished on purpose to make it an elite sport so that the general public, the unwashed, isn't involved and interfacing, because the elites complained in the 1890s in major news articles, the Americans are the highest literacy level, even though they're some coal miner. They're really into politics. It's a sport here. The elites can't take over because of this American system. We've got to make it boring. And so that's basically what they did. And so Trump is making it cool to be grassroots again. He's making it cool to be counterculture. He's making it cool to get back to what Americana was. Trump's very Americana.
And I think there's a reason people like him and you and me, and the three of us are very different. But there's a reason that we're all liked, I think, and it's that we're not perfect. We're kind of scruffy, rough around the edges in some ways, you know?
But real.
Real, yeah. Real. We mean what we say.
People instinctively can look. People know a commercial, even if it's got top actors. They know it's fake. You look at something, you know when it's real. I mean, they know we're real. That's why they constantly say we're not real. That's why MSM keeps saying he's an actor, or you're an actor, or you're a faker, you're a fraud. Well, what does it matter who we really are? What we say is what matters. When Trump breaks the back of political correctness, when Trump defends the borders, when Trump crushes ISIS, when Trump gets $4 trillion in the stock market, like Christ said, judge a tree by its fruits. If you believe in Christ or not, don't you judge a tree by its fruits? Like if a tree, you eat something off a tree, it kills you, you don't eat off the tree. If something produces good stuff for everybody, is it good or is it bad? And I think right there is what we're talking about with Trump. And he is the underdog. And they're trying to make him incompetent. They're trying to demonize him. They're trying to destroy him because they are the scum that, while we were asleep, came in and took over the political process.
The genie that won't go back in the bottle that Trump has unleashed is that
perfect escape. That's right. It's just like they have these fake polls where he's 15 points behind on election day, but he wins. Yeah. And they've got fake polls now saying he's behind. They're fake. They admit, most people even in those polls saying, no, I don't like Trump, it's because they're embarrassed on the telephone. They don't want to say they support him, so it's what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. But the dam is breaking now. And the dam is breaking because people are realizing that we tell the truth more often than they do.
And like you said during a break, saying we're Nazis doesn't work, saying we're racist. So now John Oliver last week had like a child product that's like private label from a Whole Foods company. Now, I guess Bezos owns it, so you might take it away from me. But we private label, you know, just a 30-year-old product that's got herbs and stuff that calm children down. Mm-hmm. And he said, oh, you want to knock children out so you can basically, I mean, that's all they've got. But
that's the implication, yeah. So,
but then that's all they've got left.
White supremacists didn't work, so they're going for pedophiles, something I know well. Let's talk about, you mentioned about sort of judging by the fruit. I mentioned on your show today, history has this sort of habit. If you wait long enough, Alex Jones seems to get proven right about a remarkable number of things. And the classic clip that they always play, trying to, unsuccessfully, I think, paint you as a figure of fun, in the way that they tried to do with Trump, again, failing, is the frogs. And, you know,
let's talk about the frogs.
Given that, well, look, let's just...
The WB frog is gay.
But look, the WB frog does look gay. But you're in one of your riffs, and it's very... I've watched the clip, because I went back and watched it. It's very clear from context that you're in a riff. And, you know, I just want stuff in the water that turns the frog to. You're talking about chemicals and all the rest of it. Now, it makes perfect sense in context. Obviously, it's funny, because you have a very animated manner when you wrench it out of context. But what do I read in the Daily Mail this week? Well, it turns out contraceptive pills and cleaning, have you seen this? Contraceptive pills and cleaning products that are flushed down the toilet are turning 1 in 5 male river fish transgender. You wait long enough, Alex Jones gets proven right again. Now, I'm not saying right about everything, and I don't think you'd be offended by me saying that we disagree on some things, and some things have been have not turned out to be right. But let me ask about that, because I think you and I both have an experience, I think, of tumbling out of internet culture and into the real world, in a way, in the last couple of years.
Exactly, like you're saying things not knowing you're totally being paid attention to, and the aftermath later, they...
And not being paid attention to in a particular kind of way, you know? It's like, if you're going on a sort of performance riff.
Yeah, the general topic's true, but then there's some satire. you've got to watch out because now the MSM's watching. They're going to present it as if you meant it.
Yeah, exactly. So they pick the most ridiculous bit of the riff, of the bit, you know, that you're doing, and they pull it out and they say, you think that the frogs are turning gay or something, because it sounds as ridiculous as possible. Let me ask you a serious question, though. Is there anything from an earlier period in your career that now you have the stature and prominence and success that you do, and your organization is growing, your platform is growing, you have influence on the president clearly and influence on with his voters, you undoubtedly helped to put him in office. Is there anything earlier in your career that you kind of, somewhere you wish you hadn't gone or something you wish you hadn't said? Is there anything that you might have done differently if you had realized that people were going to start behaving like this? Or there may not be. You may say, you know what, screw them. I don't care. You know? is there anything?
Well, knowing how the media misrepresents, would I have done things different, which I do now? Because sometimes they'll attack me and say something that's not true, and then I'll quote what they said that wasn't true, and they'll use that quote as if I said it. So I'm more careful now.
Sort of this Kafkaesque cycle where they use your debunking of them to claim a fresh round.
Yes, they use where you say, I did not say this.
And then they use everything after I did not say.
I did, literally. And so they've also, I can't show weakness, which I wasn't trying to do before. I was trying to be journalistic, and now I realize I can't do it, because here's an example. Before Pizzagate became Pizzagate, I told my crew, and I said on air, this is BS, this is a honeypot to distract off real sex crimes, stop covering it. And I went on air and said, I don't think there's anything going on in this pizza place. They then took that as weakness and said I created it,
yeah,
and said that I needed to be sued and all these things.
Merely because you'd spoken about it. It's the reason.
Merely because I'd covered news. Well, I mean, here's what happened. You had Podesta in the emails, and you had Wiener and the sexting the young girl and all this stuff. This is, we're breaking this, and it's in the news, and it's in the WikiLeaks, and there's weird spirit cooking and, you know, Aleister Crowley stuff. And we're just saying, we're not saying they're killing kids. They're just, this is creepy. Then I saw the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, about a week later, going, at this pizza place, the alt-right says this is they're killing kids in a basement. And I'd gone on vacation for a week, and I'm on vacation, and I see us covering it. And I call my folks, and I go, I bet there's not even a basement in there. Pizza's code words for, you know, child porn and stuff, according to FBI files. They're diverting onto a pizza place. You watch, it's a honeypot. Shut this down. I get back, I say, folks, it's a diversion of what's in the WikiLeaks to say now that everything's this pizza place. I said it's a diversion. The media then took that as weakness and then said, oh, Jones is behind all this, and he's already retracted. Then a guy goes in there with a gun, supposedly shoots a hole in the ceiling, and then they all say Jones caused this separate deal, Sandy Hook. I'm genuinely, you know, looking at Sandy Hook. And my listeners, the one thing I've learned is not be bullied by your listeners. Yeah. They got really pissed when that happened 5 years ago or whatever and said, Alex, it's all fake. It's all actors. And I said, no, there's real school shootings. And this guy's on Prozac drugs. And, you know, he wasn't supposed to legally get a gun. And they're like, no, it's staged. Because there was green screen with Anderson Cooper. I'm like, yeah, but Anderson Cooper's fake locations before. It doesn't mean it's all fake. Yeah. And so I looked at both sides and had debates. And then the media took the fact that I finally said about 3 years ago, no, I think kids died there. They then went, oh, look, he created it, and he's backtracking on it. And then even when I told Megyn Kelly, I said, I think the kids died there. She wouldn't put it in the piece. Because now it's almost like I killed the kids. It's like he's the guy that didn't care about dead kids. He's the guy that said all this when I never said it or did it. And again, they edit the tapes, and it's the same thing with the whole situation with Pizzagate. I said, I don't know, in a live piece, I said, I don't know if Hillary hurt kids or killed kids with this, you know, Podesta email stuff. But I said, what I do know is she funded the Arab Spring. She funded the Libya disaster. She funded ISIS taking over Syria, as President Trump has said. And they killed hundreds of thousands of people. They sold tens of thousands of people into sex slavery. Hillary Clinton is responsible for this. Megyn Kelly on Fox edited it together, where I said Hillary's killing kids in a basement. I'd said, I don't know if she's doing that. It's probably made up, but I know she did that. They edited that with audio. There was video. They edited it together to say Hillary's killing kids in the bottom of a pizza place. See, at a certain point, I go, would I do things differently? Yeah, I would, but you can't do things differently when they're going to take this interview and edit it. The public has to come to their own realization that if you see cut, 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 and back and forth, and so you need, when you see jump cuts, you need to go look at it or not believe what you've seen.
Yeah.
I know I'm ranting. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I think it's very, I think that's reasonable. The thing for me, I think what you do is process journalism. And I think that the only difference between what you do and what some people on the left do is that you have their own politics. Process journalism, let's say in the tech industry, you know, like TechCrunch is a blog that covers Silicon Valley, like funding stories and all the rest of it. They're completely brazen about publishing rumor as fact, publishing rumors in the investment community as news, right? Terrible track record. Founder Michael Arrington, completely unashamed about it.
Which is really pump and dump being hidden.
That's a whole other thing, but sure, it is. And they're completely brazen about it. And he invented this whole kind of thing. What's called process journalism. We just do what we know at the time. And this is, you know, the never wrong for long principle in 24-hour rolling news.
Sure, we jump on it and then we change it as we're...
You know, and we'll update it as and when we get...
Well, I mean, I'll be honest. That's what we do. We're live on air. We don't know. We look at the available facts. We speculate. And we say when we're speculating.
The thing that I'm interested in is the hypocrisy and is the double standards. In all things, that's what I'm always looking for. It seems to me that, okay... InfoWars is not, it got some things wrong. Like every other journalistic organization in the country. Everyone. But like Breitbart, InfoWars seems to be, and I think they're very different organizations, but it seems to be under a unique kind of scrutiny.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Like the other.
like Breitbart. InfoWars seems to be, and I think they're very different organizations, but it seems to be under a unique kind of scrutiny, where when you get something wrong or you adjust a previous statement, it becomes like it's like a meltdown. It's like a thermonuclear bomb goes off. Suddenly it's some massive thing. But when CNN doesn't just get things wrong, but it seems to me tells the public lies.
And gets caught in emails lying.
And gets caught in emails. The rest of the press doesn't just turn a blind eye, but comes out to defend them.
What you've heard is
comes
absolute.
Out to defend CNN for knowingly lying to its viewers when, as best I can tell, and I've hung around you a little bit, we've met a couple of times, been on the show now, I believe that you are sincere. I believe that you're a sincere, earnest, and decent person. The best I can tell is that you do your equivalent of 24-hour rolling news coverage. And you freewheel, and you spitball, and you say what's going on, and you say it like you see it, you look at what's out there, and you have a sort of continuous rolling adjustment attitude, just like the rest of 24-hour news ecosystem elsewhere.
Exactly. And we respond
but to you're not
listeners.
But you're not judged the same at all.
No. And I mean, that's really it, is that CNN and all these guys get caught lying on purpose.
But they do it on purpose. You don't do it on purpose. I don't believe you lie to your viewers on purpose.
No, we've certainly made plenty of mistakes. And
I mean, I'm not saying I've watched, you know, more than maybe 30, 40 shows, right? But I have watched 30 or 40 shows. I don't believe that you lie to your viewers on purpose.
Well, you were there with me today.
I do think CNN does.
Oh, well, they've been caught. I mean, they're in the WikiLeaks fixing the debates, fixing polls, having Hillary direct them on what they're supposed to do. It's supposed to be game over at that point. And then now you've got CNN caught in all these new lies and new deception. But see, they know that. So now all they are is disruptors. And now all they do is fights with those of us that are still important, people that still, you know, have some pull with the public. And they try to get a debate going with us to give themselves some type of pertinence, some type of value. And I think that whole system for them is basically coming to an end. But
I think so, too. I think very often people accuse their enemies of exactly the opposite of what they know them really to be. And I also think that people accuse others of what they most fear might be true about themselves, which is, I think, at the heart of the whole fake news thing. You know, the reason that the left invented fake news is that they were becoming aware of the fact that they were lying to people.
And now CNN says stop using it.
Yeah, no. Oh, this has backfired on us because you've realized the trick we're up to, so please stop using this expression fake news.
Yeah.
Now, you have been accused of being insincere and being an actor and being fake with people. Does it hurt?
No, because I'm so sincere that they have to attack my strength, just like they did in the custody trial for my children. The media was all there, called in by the lawyers on the other side, and they wanted to introduce some video from like 6-7 years ago where I dressed up like the Joker and said, take Prozac, you know, drink the fluoride, it's going to kill you, you're going to see pretty colors. And I acted totally psychotic. And my lawyer said, this is inadmissible. This is like Jack Nicholson playing the part of the Joker, and then them saying that's who he is. Clearly, I was being an actor in that role. Anyone could watch it and tell I was dressed up like the Joker. That's not Alex Jones. That's me having some fun.
Alex Jones playing a character.
Yeah.
And so, they're taking the words of the character as being your sincere statement.
Well, then they tried to say those are his sincere statements. So he said, no, I'm being an actor. They went, oh, it's all an act. And it's like saying, no, if I'm in a college play, you know, playing Captain Ahab on Moby Dick, I'm not really a captain.
I'm not really obsessed with a whale.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As most of you are.